Hi, thanks for coming. What is your job role?
Thanks for having me. My job is a teacher in St. Werburgh's Park Nursery School, which is in Bristol. So we're a sort of state-funded nursery school.
Great. And how did you get into this job?
I travelled a lot when I was younger. You know, when I was growing up in rural Devon, I never really knew how to answer the question of what do you want to be when you grow up? I just knew I wanted to kind of get out of Devon for a little while and see what else was going on in the rest of the world. So I travelled, and while I was travelling, I spent some time in Uganda in a village there, doing a little bit of voluntary work in schools. And the family I was living with had taken in several AIDS orphans as well. So they were pretty much running the sort of small holding. And that really informed me of sort of the life for children in Uganda was very much as soon as they could walk, they were working. And it was quite hard, quite a physical life. Education was very much a luxury and something that had to be paid for. And it seemed as they got older, as the boys got older and eventually married, then life got easier for them. For the girls, it was just hard work all the way through. I also got to spend some time in Australia, in an Aboriginal community in central Australia. And there, for the children, it was very different. They had virtually no responsibilities and a lot of freedom. I was volunteering again in the sort of the government school, which the parents didn't really have any place any value on because it wasn't anything to do with sort of the Aboriginal ways at all. So if the children came, we really needed to make it exciting and fun for them and to kind of leave the morning on a bit of a cliffhanger so they'd come back in the afternoon. And that really challenged me as well, because so much of my education, there's always a sort of background of a discipline and that kind of sort of disciplinary structure, if you like, to get children to conform, whereas working in Australia there wasn't any of that. And then I also did a lot of sailing and got to meet quite a few children in the sort of international sailing community, people that spend a lot of time outside any sort of boundaries of one nation, and how they were educating their children. And again, the children were incredibly resourceful, incredibly practical, physically very capable, able to sort of row boats through pounding surf and climb up rigging from a really early age. A lot of them were engaged in different kind of distance learning courses over radios. This was sort of before the internet took off. And that kind of, it just gave me very different experiences of what education could be like for children compared to my own experiences in Devon. I eventually sort of felt I'd travelled so much that I was just watching other people and thought, oh, it'd be really nice to settle down in one place and actually make a sort of positive contribution to a community. Teaching seemed like an obvious option. but I was sort of hesitant about the commitment necessary to go into teaching. And so I did volunteer. I was living in Edinburgh at the time. And so I did volunteer in a primary school for several months, just one day a week, just to make sure that I was fully aware of what the job entailed. And then moved to Bristol, did a PGCE, sort of 1 year intensive course, which sort of topped up my degree. And that was hard for me because I hadn't been in education for 10 years. So just sitting down for 2 hours at a lecture, I was just like falling asleep, and I really sort of reinforced that actually learning could be a little bit more active. And while I was on that course, I did a placement in the central Bristol in a nursery and really enjoyed it because it was very much play-based. Physical approach and very much meeting the children where they're at, finding out what questions they're asking and seeing how we could sort of push that forward. So,
Great. And where did you kind of see your future at 15?
At 15, well, I sort of mentioned it before, yeah. I didn't know. I was, I just wanted to go and see what else was out there, basically.
And so you talked about what kind of training you had. What do you think are kind of the best parts of your job?
It's got to be the children. They keep it fresh, so you never really know. Even though there's so much bureaucracy, there's so much paperwork, and there's so many targets you have to meet, and there's so much that you have to record, and so much record keeping, it can feel like you're just kind of spending all your spare time involved with the job. But it's actually those sort of 6 hours of the day where the children are there. and you don't know what they're going to come up with. You don't know how they're going to respond in those moments where they're trying, and you're able to be there, support them on that journey, and then they finally get it and it clicks, and you sort of see that light bulb moment go on for them, and you're like, yeah, this is what it's about.
And what do you kind of see are the benefits for you and for the children?
Of me being a man?
Of you being in nursery altogether, yeah.
I think it's just good for children to have sort of experiences with as wide a variety of people as they can. I'm always really keen on getting as many parents as I can into the class. So children get to find out, you know, that everybody's different, everybody's got different talents and different jobs, different interests. I think for children, it's just that it's that diversity, and not that I'm particularly a better teacher than other teachers. It's just that I'm different, and for them to have that experience of those differences. The benefits for me is it's a brilliant job, and it's something that I'm, you know, still very enthusiastic about even after 8 years. So.
Great, brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.